Ladies and gentlemen, day three of the Star Wars Report podcast. Now, bear with us. I'm going to be a little bit confused, but I will just run through what you guys all know. This is the Star Wars Report podcast, and we are recording live and on the road. This is the first... That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first time the Star Wars Report has been on the road. We're doing our continuing... This is our day three con coverage of Star Wars Celebration 6 in Orlando, Florida. So glad that you've decided to stay with us throughout our con coverage. Who knows how these things are going to be released, but Bethany and I, we've been recording these daily episodes. And speaking of Bethany and I, I'm Riley Blanton, one of your hosts for this particular podcast, and with me as always, desperately stuffing the wires into the bottom of the backpack as we get ready to go on the road, is Bethany.
What do you mean desperate? I'm just hang on a second.
Frantically shoving wires in.
Hang on. Okay. There we go.
Got it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I'll let you do is talk while I put on the backpack.
Talking to myself. Yeah. But anyway, we are excited to be here once again. And... this third day. Riley, do you have your iPod?
I do, and I had to pick up the mic to say that, too. Yeah, we're walking back.
Okay.
Let's try to avoid people.
Please walk next to me so that I can hear you.
Yeah, yes.
Thank you.
I know the audience can hear me.
Audience?
Audience?
What are you doing listening into our show?
Two people got that reference.
I know.
So we are walking back. We've been at the Roslyn Plaza, hang out with some awesome people. Michael Cohen from the Frontlines podcast, and of course Jason Carl from Frontlines. I just repeated myself, and they are not. I lied. I repeated myself, and I lied.
Yes, you did.
I apologize.
Apologize to the audience.
But we are heading back to...
Jason and Carl of the Wampus Lair, and also Steve Glosson from Geek Out Loud, and Kyle, and you're walking ahead of me again.
I am.
Yes, I am.
I'm clearing the way.
Sure.
Worry not.
Yes.
And we
cut
had a great,
right.
another great evening. Cut to the right.
Or to the left. Pick one.
I'm so confused.
we need to be heading that way. And audience, I'm pointing ahead of us because you can't tell because this is not a video show.
I'm going to let you walk ahead. You seem to know what you're doing. But yeah, we're walking back to our hotel, the Clarion Inn and Suites.
Yes.
It's Saturday. It's usually the big day, although this year Friday was really the big day. But we're going
to
talk literally on our way back as we get ready for bed and get ready for the celebration of worship that Steve's leading tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Very much looking forward to it. Yeah, I see our bridge. Okay. Now I'm oriented.
Do you have the iPod? Because I can't remember all of the panels we did today. But we did start the day out by going into the Clone Wars panel, which we won't discuss in depth here because we're planning on recording one separate episode just talking about the Clone Wars panel,
we literally have probably
season 5 clips, and the premiere itself, because that's definitely enough stuff to cover in one episode.
Although, granted, excuse me. And we were walking by people. Ladies and gentlemen, we just had a two-man's, what is it? Sock race? Sack race?
I guess so.
Oh, I'm so tired, I can't think of it. You know, potato sack race, yeah. Bethany, we walked in opposite directions and the mic cable tugged on its mounted to the bike.
It's because that rude person cut in between us.
I know. These people.
Well,
you would think
walking in downtown Orlando at 12:30 at night,
you would be fine.
We are now recording at almost 1 p.m., which, as we discovered yesterday, was a mistake.
1 a.m.
But we're doing it again.
No, we're early. We're better. It's only just now about midnight, which is actually good for this kind of thing. We're trying to be intentional about getting to bed a little bit earlier. let's stick to the right.
Yes.
Of the bridge, people that we're walking across.
But what I was thinking was... the Clone Wars panel was amazing, and thank goodness for media passes, because we would not have gotten in this morning without media passes. So I'm so glad that we did the effort to try and get those.
That's what kicked off our morning, was the Clone Wars panel, and we'll go in depth, but they showed a bunch of clips. They showed the trailer that they showed yesterday at the premiere, showing some amazing footage of the Clone Wars.
Yes.
Some inspirational footage. It's not just... cool new clips, which is always a cool factor.
Dave Collins, the stage host, pulled Dave Filoni and Sam Witwer up onto the stage, and they talked about it afterwards, and that was really neat. And Sam Witwer looked a little nervous, and we were like, huh, that's not the Sam we...
The Sam Witwer we interviewed back
Con.
On Star Wars Report episode 14 at StarWarsReport.com.
Yes.
Yes. I can't be shameless if they're already listening to this.
Well, that's true.
The way we've got it set up is only the most recent 10 episodes are there. So go back into StarWarsReport.com and you can find that stuff.
Right,
but
because iTunes
Sam,
doesn't
nervous,
hold
weird.
But yeah, that was weird because usually Sam is this outgoing guy and he's always super enthusiastic, even if he's tired at a convention. And he loves Star Wars. It's obvious. He knows more about Star Wars than I do, certainly. But
yeah.
He
should be doing a Star Wars podcast.
But then...
I would listen to that.
One of the most exciting things at this convention so far happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Yes, him.
George Lucas. Oh,
George,
that was so exciting.
Lucas. Well, and
yes, he was wearing flannel.
Well, it's interesting because we was about the convention floor opens at 10, first panel's at 10:30. And if you wait in line, it takes like approximately 15 minutes to get all the way through if you wait in line for the queue to get into the main hall. So when Bethany says media, we actually...
What Riley means
we
is
usually
not,
like
not,
to wait.
Not waiting in line. You queue up in line like an hour, 2 hours, however long you want to before you get into the convention center. Once they start letting the line in is when it takes about 15 minutes to get inside. Unless you're at the people at the very front of the line. Which I admire the brave souls who went out there super early to get at the front.
There's a lot of
but,
people.
But there's a separate entry for media, and that's where we got in.
Yeah, so. And which, quite frankly, usually we prefer to wait in line with all the rest of the fans. Because,
yeah, it's just fun.
I mean, there's no reason.
We knew.
Cutting through the lines, we're Star Wars fans. What do? We should wait in lines. There are lines
it's
for
part
everything.
Part of the experience.
You wait in line for your panel. You wait in line for the restroom. You wait in line for food. You wait in line for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going?
I was just pointing you out of the way of the people who are going to walk between us again.
And get choked by the wire.
I love that we're walking close enough to each other because the wires and the recording equipment is in Riley's backpack and I'm holding one of the mics. So we're wired to each other, literally. And these people are trying to walk between us. But anyway, back to George Lucas. George Lucas was a lot of fun. And he was so relaxed up on the stage. He just smiled at people, waved, had a lot of fun. He seemed to enjoy himself. He really seemed into it to me. What do you think?
Yeah, and rewind just a little bit. It opens up at 10, and it's about 9:50 when we were walking over. So we were just going to get in time as the exhibit hall main area opened, and then what we would do is go to get in line for the first panel, which is Clone Wars. And by the way, having a media pass, let me tell you something, means that you get a cool little media badge with Sidious on it.
With Sidious laughing evilly.
Which I think is, you know, kind of humorous that they chose that image anyway.
Well, last year it was Grievous.
I pulled up something new that we have here, which is actually a little MiFi device that Bethany and I invested in just to be able to follow social media. And that's really transformed our convention experience.
Mm-hmm.
Is to be monitor live what all of our friends or all the other fan sites or what's generally going on. We're following the hashtags here at the convention. And so the first thing I see is, George Lucas is here! And I'm like, oh, come on, another rumor. Because we've already seen
there
rumors.
There have already been about three major rumors that I've heard that have all been false.
But I then get another person. And then Aaron Victor at Verajexguard on Twitter.
Yeah, which we know her, so she said it.
Said, he's here, I saw him. And I was like, okay, this is seeming incredible. And the Force.net and some fan sites picked it up, which is sort of like, you know, when they do election coverage in a primary, and it's like the first news agency to call it, and every agency wants to be the first to call it, but they don't want to risk the embarrassment of getting it wrong. It's like, which fan site is willing to call and stake their reputation on the fact that George Lucas is actually here? And so once photographic evidence started popping up online, then Force.net picked it up.
Yeah.
And that's when it exploded. So then people begin to speculate. So we were in line. Again, like I say, media doesn't get you any extra place in line or anything. It just means that we got in line with everybody else. Excuse me. I guess I could have muted my microphone there, but I didn't. So there. Raw and unedited, folks. Complete with inebriated fellow walking into the bottom of a hotel room. Anyway. Oh,
yes.
Making memories. Anyway, we did that, we got some sneaking suspicions, and then the Clone Wars panel.
Let's head over to the sidewalk.
We're walking down the middle of the street like idiots.
Well, there was no one here until a second ago.
Stupid taxi. But it was amazing. George Lucas showed up on the Clone Wars panel. Is mm-hmm. Dave Filoni's like, you know what? Let's bring him up. And the place went wild. And we will talk about it in greater detail in a future episode of the Star Wars Report.
Yes,
because
indeed.
We are now more than halfway to our hotel, and we haven't even started talking about our day.
Yeah, yeah, we weren't really supposed to talk about this very much, but it was quite exciting.
But it kind
of
goes back
fun.
To, we're sharing the experience of the convention with you as best as we can, while not, you know, hurting our experience, because we can't be so focused on breaking all the news first. You know, that's not what we're doing. We're literally recording. We're hoping to be recording a ton at the con that we haven't been able to, but we've gotten a bunch of panels and we've been doing these daily episodes, and I think that's worked really well.
Yeah.
And I forgot what I was going to say next.
Well, next, I guess
I remember. Excuse me. Pardon me. You guys will have to bear with the ADD and the lack of sleep. But
yes.
The experience here at the convention is so changed with the social environment and being able to follow what's going on Twitter and knowing people here and being in different circles of texts and being able to find out who's doing what has made it so much better. And when you're at an event like this, especially if it's the first time you're going, try to at least plan 3 to 5 people who will be going to different types of events so that you can follow along in text and share with them and share your experience, because it's just not the same if you can't share the experience with more people and good friends. And that's what makes an event like Celebration at all possible, the ability to share it with friends. They don't have to do any marketing for this event. Just everybody hears. Everybody's going.
Yeah. And that's it is amazing got the big how fast the rumors spread because of social media here.
And they've got the big closing ceremonies on schedule on tap for the day. And I'm looking forward to it, but I hope it's not we're going to do Celebration every year, and we're going to hop back and forth on East and West Coast, because that's a big rumor, and that's one of the likely. You know, other people are saying, it's going to be 7, 8, and 9! Of which I'm not so convinced. We're getting close. I'll still be following you, though, because I'm still a little disoriented, Bethany.
That's fine. The panel that we went to after seeing the Clone Wars panel, which, I guess, one brief thing, it was really neat to see, spoiler alert, you will see this in the Clone Wars trailer when it comes out, but spoiler alert in case you don't want to hear. Darth Maul.
You've probably already seen it bootlegged
Savage
on YouTube.
Press, yes.
Yep.
And the Mandalorians team up. And they team up with Black Sun at some
point.
And
they team up with basically the entire criminal underworld.
Yes.
So the criminal underworld is really becoming a big part of Season 5. And we're talking about Clone Wars again, aren't we?
Yes. So the next panel we did, we got into the Star Wars Detours line, which we'd done the panel the day before.
Detours!
But we were quite positive that George Lucas would be at this panel today as well. So we barely made it in and then made the decision, hey, we will leave this panel in order to go to the Clone Wars press conference.
Which we
did. So it
was
just a small room for media and... Was it an hour?
Going to do a popular refrain here. Huge shout out and thank you to William Devereaux of We Talk Clones and EU Cantina. That guy is awesome. He essentially got us in.
Well,
and that
huge,
was nice
huge
of him.
Shout out to Tracy Canobio because she was the one who got all of us in. But,
Yes.
That was very nice. But that was really neat. That's like having, in a way, it was like a very small, sort of intimate little panel. They had Sam Witwer, Ashley Eckstein, Dee Bradley Baker, Matt Lanter, Dave Filoni, and Joel Aaron. And that was really
neat. We're coming in close, so we'll have to jump up, because as soon as we get to our hotel, ladies and gentlemen, that will be time.
No, we're still a little ways away
and
from
halt.
Our hotel.
And halt.
Okay.
See, here in Florida...
Well, there's no one coming, so we've made it across, but... But we might as well not risk getting run over.
Yeah, and you don't want to do
this
that.
This is the one bad thing about podcasting while you're walking.
Through downtown Orlando at 12:30 at night?
Well, after 12:30 now. Actually, no, just before.
12:22.
Oh, okay. We're not quite as late as we thought. Good.
Great.
That was a great
panel.
Press conference.
Well, conference.
It felt like a panel. But we recorded it, and we will be posting that online.
Well, fine. Be that way. You're just going to follow the crowd, aren't you?
Well, there's no way coming.
Some people, excuse me, are about to cross the road.
They're crossing.
No.
We are going
to be law-abiding citizens and cross the walk.
I want sleep.
It's going to get you an extra 30 seconds. Look, everybody's walking. Just all you have to do is wait. 30 seconds. Wait. See, you're tied to me. I have the recorder. You're tugging on the microphone cable. Yeah. I'm going to be.
I hope I'm still recording.
You are. But where were we? See, now we got the walk sign, and we walk faster than everyone else anyway. So we're gonna pass them.
Yeah.
Where were we? So yeah, Clone Wars Press.
Suffice it to say,
because of the amount of time, it was fantastic. We recorded it. Yeah, 12 seconds, 10. We've got a little bit of time left. See, we're going to make it. We'll make
it. Red hand.
8, 7, 6, 5, and we're across. Look at that. Safe and sound.
We were being way too ADD. When I said moving on, I meant after the Clone Wars press screening.
Oh, and we will. It's recorded. We will post it. And yeah, hit the exhibit hall floor, hung out, got to tour around a little bit, get a little bit better exposure to it.
Yeah.
Eat something, hang out, and then got
we hung
line
out with
for the final event
William
of the
and Thomas Devereux and our mom, and that was nice. And we went over and said hi to Daniel Logan again. And he's fun, but we've mentioned that before.
Yeah. But anyway, what point was the did we get in line again?
We got in line at 4:30
for the James Arnold Taylor one man show. Mm-hmm. Talking to myself, followed up with his interview with
Carrie Fisher,
which was fantastic. Mainly, the talking to myself was the best part of it all.
Yes.
He did his full one-hour
show. Is amazing.
Which hasn't been released. It's not on the internet. Hasn't been done before, as far as I know, in front of a huge live stage, but he did his full one-hour show. Obviously put a ton of work into it.
Well, the previous show he did was 30 minutes, so this was
put
an hour version
of work
of the
into
show.
It.
He did a fantastic job. I enjoyed myself thoroughly through that. And if you guys get a chance to see it, do so.
Yeah.
Definite recommendation. You will enjoy that if you like voice work at all, if you like James Arnold Taylor at all. If you like the Clone Wars, you will enjoy that.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And that was a long event. And I actually enjoyed... Oh, yeah, we'll go this way. I actually enjoyed the DJ Elliot. And this is just for people who were probably already there, maybe listening to this. But DJ Elliot and Mark Thompson, I believe...
Yes.
Mark Thompson are the two kind of crowd warmers. They're official.
Yeah.
He's a DJ and he plays music and they get the crowd excited and do the wave and other types of things to excite the crowd and get everybody pumped up for the next speaker, makes experience for everyone. And they did some good stuff. Put together a little video of the of the event. And now we're walking by the Rosin Center.
They put together a little video of the event. Continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. Squirrel. And yeah, that was actually, I enjoyed that part. And Carrie Fisher was her typical entertaining, interesting, and somewhat vulgar self. I'll put it that way. But James Arnold Taylor, bless his heart, really tried his best to keep it as somewhat family friendly and entertaining a spectacle as possible, and did so through being very engaging with both Carrie and the crowd, because she doesn't know who he is. And, you know, Carrie's very is a woman unto herself. She's a very distinct personality and kind of in her own world, and in a typical way. And it's a great event, and it was great to hear her recount some of her time. And she really did put effort into entertaining the crowd in the same way that Mark did.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going the right direction?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Same way that Mark did when it came to the panels that they did. They really, really put their heart and soul into making it an event that was entertaining and fresh for the Star Wars fans.
Now, the Mark that you're referencing, that is...
As we know, Mark, not our co-host, Herleman, but in fact, the one and only Luke Skywalker himself, Hamill. I call him Mark, you know... We're on first term basis.
Well,
no, we're not.
We've already talked about Mark Thompson, so just wanted to clarify that
true.
For the listeners.
This is true. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're almost there. So we'll have to pull this to a stop, Bethany. When we get up to the hotel front lobby.
Yes.
But last thing I want to wrap up with is kind of a refrain. Tomorrow's the last day. We've got Why We Love the Prequels panel in the morning. I love that one from last year, and I didn't hear it all.
Yes.
I got in late or early. I forget which. I forgot which. That was good grammar, Riley. but I'm looking forward to that a lot. Kyle Newman's going to be awesome. But I'm actually really looking forward to the closing ceremonies. It's a big unknown, and there's a lot of hype in the air, even though they just had the little blurb of an announcement on the app and social site of Celebration 6 of it. Don't miss it. a lot of people are saying, well, they're just going to announce the next celebration, all the way to some people saying it's the live action series or 7, 8, 9.
Yes.
I think it's big, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just the next celebration would be a bit of a disappointment. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it being that. That's probably the most likely. Here's Red Roof. We need to go one more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're one in there. We've walked by probably 15 hotels.
Yes.
But this is fun. It's quiet, and you can actually think a little bit.
Yes. And so we ended with, after the Carrie Fisher panel, we went with some friends to their hotel room and ate very late dinner.
Yeah, as we began the show, yeah, Steve Glass, yes. Big shout out to all those people. I won't bother to name them all again, but man, good times. Good mm-hmm. times were had by all, and great fun conversation. And we hope to get a lot of these guys that we've made friends with or strengthened friendships with back on the show to share our experiences with you guys. But you know what? I'm going to be kind of like a broken record here, but say, when it comes to this event, we can't really share as much of a genuine fan experience with you if we're not experiencing it as fans. So I'm very glad we've done these late night episodes, but yes. I'm also glad that we've been able to spend times with friends and really get a great mm-hmm. Con experience. And that's really made a big difference in our experience yeah. for this celebration.
It's
by all accounts not been as good of a celebration. Well, not by all, but it's not been nearly as much content packed as the last one, where we had the Blu-ray announcement and, you know, tons of great season 4 stuff.
Well, but if instead, I can add back to your previous point, we were talking to Dutch and Kathy and Stephen Stanton and Rick Fitz and the gang when we were on the exhibit floor, and one thing I was talking to Kathy about was, it's difficult when we're coming here to cover something, but to cover it as a fan, you kind of have to be a fan.
Yep.
And so we have to make choices of, do we want to cover stuff for the sake of covering it? Do we want to stay up to ridiculous hours writing up blog posts, etc., or choose to spend that time hanging out with friends? You know, do we do yeah. interviews instead of panels?
And it's a balance.
Which is what we chose to do at Dragon Con, and that was fun. But here, there were so many good panels, we wound up choosing to go to those and recording them instead.
Yep.
And we're not releasing these episodes every day, because last time we did that at Dragon Con, some of you guys mentioned it was a little overwhelming to have an episode
pop up in your
feed.
Yeah, we'll probably scatter these over the next week.
Every day, over a weekend.
But man, we probably have at least 10 hours of content, and that's in
probably
all seriousness.
So.
Of panels and stuff and these daily episodes.
Yeah.
And we'll be staggering these out. We'll figure out exactly how we release them. But guess where we've arrived? Door F, the Clarion.
To our Orlando home.
Door F, Clarion Suites, as we get to our room. And I'll wrap up this episode by saying it's been fun. And I feel like this today is you're already getting the feeling it's that shift. Getting to the end of the con. People are saying their goodbyes. Carl has to leave from the Wampus Lair. He's got to head out. Too bad, but it's that time, and we'll be wrapping up and doing the last bits of recording. Hang on just a second, folks. Listen. And see that, ladies and gentlemen, that little mute was Bethany so kindly reminding me this night of, again, on these daily episodes, be sure to click through and buy some awesome stuff from the great people at Toy Hut. And right now they're on vacation. They're here at the con.
Mm-hmm.
So their website, their store's not open while we record it. But guess what? It is open when you're listening to this now, almost certainly. So head over to toyhut.com with 2 T's. And we thank them for supporting us and supporting this convention coverage.
Yes.
We can't thank them enough for their support. Thank you. And remember, guys, many Bothans died to bring you this podcast.